Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here is your host of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
There he is!
My man!
What's going on, guys?
2014 Top Dentist.
Wow.
For those keeping score at home.
Oh, yeah. Let me get that in there.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, that's...
Hold on, I gotta turn
that was you, a great year.
I got to turn you up. So, super pumped to introduce our guest, Dr. Brian Harris. Doc, welcome out from the West Coast-ish.
Thank you guys very much. I'm honored to be on here with you guys. And oddly enough, I've done a lot of interviews and a lot of different podcasts, but I was excited about this one because what you guys are doing is totally right up my alley, more than you know. And I'll explain here why in a minute. But I'm just excited to be here.
Well, dude, I'm pumped. Okay, so give us a little introduction about you, the kind of practice you run, what you do, that sort of thing, and that'll probably lead us into a lot of this stuff.
So I'll give you the kind of quick version of it. I don't want to bore anybody, but I've been in practice 12 years. I've got an interesting dynamic because I come from one of the families where my dad was a dentist. He practices with me. My brother Scott is a dentist. My brother Eric is a dentist. My father-in-law is a dentist. So it's just always been.
I thought I had a dental dynasty family.
So we've always,
dang it.
I mean, it's always just been in my life, but I came out of school, my dad, I mean, those were the days when you actually had mentors to mentor you in dentistry, you know, and my dad was an amazing mentor and I kind of hit the ground running. I started doing a lot of, I started a dental CE search engine and powered Howard Franz search engines for a while on Dentaltown. And yeah, so, I mean, I've done a lot of different stuff. I've been speaking for about 9 years. I'm a CEREC trainer, but I've always just, I mean, I love dentistry, but I've always just wanted to have my hands in other things too. And so while I'm not officially a millennial, I'm a few years outside of that age range. You know, I feel like it's in my blood to be wanting more than just a 7 to 4 Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, you definitely fall in like the cool, you're on the cool side of that group. We'll give you like, you know, you like it, you get the benefits of being like kind of millennial without the shit we have to take for being millennials, right?
Dude, well, so this is where it gets a little crazy. And I didn't tell you guys this. I wanted to wait until we got on air. So like a year ago, I had this idea and I mean, I see all the changes that are happening around us. I see, you know, while everybody else is talking about how to attract more baby boomers, I've looked at my practice and my practice right now, for example, I average about one smile design case a day and 95% of my patients are between the ages of 25 and 35. That's not how it used to be, guys. I mean, when I first started, it was 55-year-old female. The baby boomers, they're the ones that had all the money. So that was your target market. But now with what social media is doing and what the internet and the virtual consults are doing, you know, so I saw this trend leaning more towards the millennials really shifting how we do business, you know, and when Simon Sinek came out with his big thing bashing millennials, you know, I kind of laugh because I think it's the opposite. I think your guys' generation is doing some amazing, amazing things. So much so that I went out about a year ago and bought all the domains of millennial dentists.
No way.
So listen, I'll show you proof of when I bought them. I bought every single domain except the one damn one I couldn't get was the millennial dentist. And so get this. So I've been emailed through GoDaddy, you know, I was ready to pay a few grand for the domain and I got totally shut down by some dickheads and then come to find out later, you know, then when you reached out to me for the podcast, I'm like, oh, it's these guys. You know? Like, the domain.
That's so freaking hysterical. MillennialDentist.com, baby.
Yeah.
So anyway, funny story about that too. So I'm better at dentistry than I am like English and other things like that. So I got to buy. So I got to buy the name.
I spelled it wrong, huh?
I spelled millennial with one N. So I buy this domain and I'm selling this domain. And my wife's like, you realize that's not how you spell millennial. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I had to go buy another domain with two N's. And what's funny is I have more and more people be like, hey, I search for your podcast. I can't find it. And I'm like, it's two N's. And yeah, sure enough, that's what it is. So it's kind of funny. That's hysterical. That's awesome.
So I got like 7 domains to sell you guys whenever you're
ready. That'd be great. We'd like to funnel them all, especially the ones that are spelled wrong.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about, because that's a great, interesting point, because I think my dad would have said when, even now probably, and a lot of the you know, this more senior dentist type people, that you can't make a practice off that 25 to 35 age group, that there's no money there, that they aren't spending money, and that there's not a, if you want to have a well-built practice, you need to be in the suburbs where the baby boomers are with money. And you've basically turned that idea on its head. So how did you transition into that?
Well, what I saw on social media was, to me, I never believed that social media was a business grower as it was being introduced. You know, for me, flossing memes and like pictures of pictures holding something that says, you know, I knew I was a queen, my dentist gave me a crown. I mean, to me, like, that's not social media. You know, I mean, that is, there's a lot of companies out there doing it, but this whole idea now of social proof, like for your dad and my dad, I mean, it was like 15 years of resumes and, you know, dental school.
It's hard to like build your brand basically back then, because you had to just do it through time, and is what you're kind of what you're gonna.
Yeah. And so I mean, you'd have to go through all of the LVI courses and all the pinky and dots. You'd have to prove on paper, like, hey, I'm equipped to take care of you. Where now it's social proof. You know, you can be a year out of school and prove that you can do fantastic work and really grow practice. And it's happening all around us in every industry. Go on and search for hair extensions, look for tattoo eyebrow makeup, look every single thing that our wives look at. You know, I mean, that's all those people out there are blowing up their businesses by social proof.
That reminds me, we had a question for him.
Yes, actually. Yeah. We have a big, big question after watching looking at your Instagram page. Okay, we'll ask him later.
No, so the question is, do you treat patients that are less than an 8 hot? Because I swear, every one of your Instagram photos, I'm like, well, she's smoking. This guy only treats 30-year-old women that are smoking hot.
So yes. I've a couple 7.5s. No, but so let's talk about that. To me, it's like a good buddy of mine, you know, always talks about the law of the herd. You know, people want to do things other people are doing that they want to be like. And so what's crazy is you start, you know, and I have a whole philosophy of how to build your personal brand and how to get started doing that. But the idea is that you just start treating the type of people that you want to treat, you know, and you look for them and you look for ways to collaborate with people to get things going. So yes, I do. I do treat I just don't post them.
okay, so talk to us now though about what.
Hold on. How public is this? Because I've said dickhead and then I've like said some like disparaging things.
We're Facebook Live, so we can delete it if we have to.
Oh, okay, I apologize.
But we don't have that many followers.
I just ruined my own personal brand.
I think you're fine. And personally, I think it gives you some credibility, but that's maybe just me.
Just don't tag me in it.
No, I won't tag you. They'd be like, I have no idea. That must be a different Brian Harris.
So all jokes aside, let me clean this up for those that may have stumbled upon this. I mean, I should say this. Those that know me, I do what I do because I truly love it. And for me, it is all about people. And the reason I post the people that I do is because it's great for branding and it helps build the brand that I'm trying to create.
No, 100%. I totally agree. So talk about the virtual consults and how you kind of came up with this idea, because I'm kind of like fascinated by that. And how that helped kind of build this. Or was that one of the early things, or was that a new thing?
That's like six, eight months ago. So one of the things about 3 years ago, I got into, now I'm having like this complex about this being
loud. We probably don't even have anybody. Let's see if we have any viewers. You're golden.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's no one watching.
Like three people watching. I know all of them. And so one, you're fine.
And one soul is
mom. My mom. Yeah. So
sorry, mom.
Back to the question. So being serious for a minute, I started a dental urgent care concept about 3 years ago. That's expanded. Now we've got about 20, almost 30 locations nationwide in other dental offices, doctors that convert their office to an urgent care on nights and weekends. And what happened was in that process, in going through that, I realized like nowadays, we as dentists, we put up so many barriers for our patients. You know, it's we don't quote fees over the phone. You know, we make ourselves hard to get a hold of. We only schedule appointments between 7 and 4 when everybody else is working. And so if you really stop and think about the number of barriers that you put up, it's crazy. And so the whole concept came from looking for ways to say, okay, what is it that everybody wants? They just want to know, like, you know, can you treat me? Like, are you the guy that's qualified to treat me? How much is it going to cost and what should I do? And so I looked for ways to deliver that information as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And it kind of just started that way. And I started doing it with a couple patients. And, before I knew it, you know, I got, when we're done, I've got 4 to do from yesterday and today that have come in through my website of people that will send photos and say, hey, just tell me what to do. It's crazy.
So how do you do that? Give me the actual, I want to know personally, how do you do that?
So what it's based around. So I teach a full 1 day course on exactly how to do it. I'm going to give you like almost all of it right now.
Though, perfect. Don't give me all of it. Just enough.
Yeah.
Just to tease me in.
I truly believe that, you know, anytime we're helping each other, like it just makes us grow. So the whole concept is you can't just flip a switch and just all of a sudden start getting virtual consults. Like you have to give people a reason to reach out to you. You know, they have to have a reason to want to talk to you. And so it's a whole concept of how to build your personal brand, what to post, when to post it, how to get patients to work on, figuring out what it is that you love. You know, I walk doctors through this whole process of, you know, really finding out what drives them and what excites them in dentistry. For me, it's cosmetic dentistry. But for a couple of the guys that I've worked with, I've got one guy crushing it in the implant space with this. I've got another doing, you know, a ton of all on 4 cases, and one just growing his practice, you know, just by being available for patients. So it's creating the personal brand. Then it's building awareness through social media platforms. And then you get to a point where you flip on a switch and start talking about it. And then part of it's just like you. I mean, I've seen your social media page, and it's you. It's real. People want to engage with you, and they want to reach out to you. And then when they do, it's really easy to open up to them. But the difference of the virtual consult, instead of, I mean, you can see them face to face. They can feel your energy. They can see who you are. It's just a huge trust builder for patients.
So the big barrier people are going to say is, well, how can you diagnose somebody, or how do you do that? And how is that doing that over Absolutely. Skype or whatever?
Yeah. So the way it's done is whenever I talk to patients about what they need, I mean, I do it in a way of like, hey, listen, my job based on the 1 or 2 photos you just sent me. And it's different it's different for implants, but when you're talking cosmetics and it's usually up in the front, my job is to just give you an idea of what it's going to take to get you happy. And in most cases, you can tell there's tissue, there's no inflammation, they're young, things are healthy. But if you start getting things where they already have multiple crowns, or you can see there's some recession or bone loss, then, you know, you just be very careful about how you pitch it. But I'm just real with people. Say, hey, if you did do something like this, this is about what it would cost. This is what you can do. It does get a little more complicated when they fly in from out of town. About 40% of my smile cases right now are out of town patients, believe
That's
it or not.
Crazy. Yeah.
Concept. And so, then what I have to do is, you know, really build trust and build a relationship with them, knowing that, and they know when they come and see me, we may change things a little bit based on what I see, but we'll try to stick to it the best we can.
That's so nice too. Cause like I'm trying to personally in our practice, I feel like we're getting to the point where we're just running so hard. And I'm trying to figure out how can we go from less patients, same production, or less patients, more production, and, you know, and moving our practice from like, you know, and we're doing that. I mean, we went from, you know, general dentistry to now we're doing, you know, a lot more cosmetic stuff, a lot more implant stuff. We're doing sleep apnea stuff. So we're moving in a direction, but that's something that I'm kind of constantly working on how much more enjoyable is your day when you're seeing one case or 2 cases that are big, big deals versus a long packed day of fillings and crowns, you know?
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's the unicorn, right? It's everything. I think every dentist, I always said, like, man, how great would it be if I could just do this all day? You know, one thing I've realized is we limit ourselves so much because we tell ourselves the story of, well, because I'm a dentist and because I went to school and this is how we were trained, like, this is how I have to run my business. And when I was able to let go of that and realize, like, you know what? No, I can set my life up how I want my life to be and then build my practice around that. It's been almost a year now since I flipped that switch. And I went immediately. I just did it. I went from 4 days a week and I just went down to three. And since then, I haven't had a month yet that I've fallen below my highest month of production before when I was at four. So I'm producing more, but I'm loving it too, because it gives me at least 2-3 days a month where I can travel all over and speak and do the stuff that I love doing, along with doing the dentistry I love doing too.
Did you take a dip when you did that at first?
I didn't.
Man, that's awesome.
And part of it is that I really ramped up this other stuff that I was doing.
Sure.
And that would be my advice if anybody's going to do that. One, figure out what you love first, but then get a good strategy in place to where, you know, get a little cash reserve, you know, ramp stuff up, like really crush it 1 month, but then just pull back and say, okay, I'm drawing the line. Like, this is just what I'm going to do moving forward. I'm going to do it in 3 days. Now, I don't take a lunch and I work a couple hours later on some days, but it's just different when you have 2 full days a week now to devote to growing other ventures. It's totally different.
Well, my team really lost on Sunday night. The Preds.
Oh, did they?
The Preds didn't. They lost the Penguins.
Oh, that's right. You posted that on Sunday.
It was kind of disappointing.
That was devastating.
You posted like all the way up until like it got exciting.
Yeah. It's like a great following. It's like, this is going to be and then we're posting pictures and whatnot. But
yeah, this picture of you crying eating ice cream.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm like, and that's where I want to move towards. I'm just trying to figure out how, and part of it too is trying to find the niche you want to go in. Like right now, I think that's somewhat of my problem. Is I'm trying, you try to be the jack of all trades. It's like it's hard to do that. And my point was. So I started working Fridays, one or two Fridays a month, because I was like, well, I should be working. You know, my friends are working, my wife's working. Why don't I work? What I've realized now is that my time is so much more valuable to come in on Friday and work on this stuff and figuring this stuff out. Because if not, it's like a daggum hamster wheel where it's like, okay, I did two more crowns. That's great and all. But, you know, I've neglected to do this array of sticky notes here behind me, you know?
Oh, wow. That is a lot of sticky notes.
I'm hiring a personal assistant, I swear.
So here's what happens, you know, everybody finds themselves anybody who wants to do more than just practice dentistry, but even just growing your business, like you find yourself in that position. It's stepping back for a second long enough to realize that the more organized you get and more time you take to really think through things, the more ideas just come. And if you get really clear on who it is that, like for me, it's getting really clear on who it is that I want to be as a person or as a husband and a father, and then getting really clear on like who I want to be as a dentist, and then just really making everything else fit around that.
Kind of
otherwise,
working backwards from that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's tough is it's not the norm of what we're used to. There's courses out there. I could give you 10 courses to go to that are going to teach you how to produce more. And that's at one point for me, that was always my focus. Like, how can I produce more? Because money is going to give me the answers to be able to then pay off debts and have freedom to do other things. And I finally realized, like, no, you know, the more money I made, you know, I still had the same issues. It's more of like, okay, how do I set my life up in the right way first? And then opportunities just open themselves up. Like I get invited to a podcast with the millennial.
Yeah. Dude, we were like, this guy sounds cool. Let's get him out.
Yeah.
He's like a, you know,
it's like opening up
the merger. You're welcome. You know, welcome to the millennials. Maybe we'll cut your course. So your course now, is that something you have to in person? Have you thought about doing that course online, or is it already online?
Right now I've done, it's in person. I've done one group of 9 guys that came and spent 2 days with me. I've got another one coming up August 25th, but the goal obviously is to convert all that content to online content. You know, I mean, when I can get to the point where I can leverage my knowledge, but leverage my time too, and still provide the same end user experience for you guys without having to come all the way out to Phoenix for a couple of days. I mean, that's ultimately where it's at.
That's a pain in the butt flight. The hour change is like, that's why only reason I don't like going west. Yeah. It's like you lose hours and whatnot, which is annoying.
Love the Sky Harbor Airport, though.
It's a great airport.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so another question. You mentioned that you're a CRAC dentist, and you've done some stuff with them. How does being a CRAC dentist roll into doing all this cosmetic stuff? Are you doing this with CRAC, or are you still pretty involved with labs, or what do you do both? Kind of talk about that.
So I've been a certified trainer for Sirona and CRAC like 8 years, and so my background is CAD/CAM and same-day dentistry. The number of cases I've done total, I've probably done maybe 20 anterior cases with the CRAC, but I use it on cases, charity cases, or cases where aesthetics aren't really as big of an issue, for many reasons. But no, I mean, I would say of the last,
it's great when you're taking somebody from like crap to like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it depends. I mean, I'm usually pretty open with people of like, hey, here's my fees, but if it doesn't work with you, if we need to find a different way to do it, we can do with CRAC, it's still going to look amazing, but not as good as if I do it with my lab. So, but no, I mean, I would say, 100% of the last 30, 50 cases I've done have been with my lab on anterior stuff, but, quadrants, same day crowns, inlays, onlays all day long with CRAC.
Yeah. That's kind of something because I've been trying to, and it is the charity part or the, being able to work with people that can't, that's been huge for me. I've noticed that where it's like, if it's really coming down to converting someone into doing treatment, I sit there and go, okay, well, if I'm doing 8 units, my cost is, less than, $300 or $400. It's like, I don't want to miss out on that kind of cash,
And that's where I've used it too. And then the other thing, not to get off on a tangent, but the other thing for those charity type cases is I just tell them, I say, hey, I'm going to take care of you. In return, I need you to take care of me. Like, we're going to video this process. We're going to take a ton of photos. I need you to give me an awesome video testimony at the end. Need you to post some pictures. I mean, people nowadays are open to it, knowing like, hey, if he's going to work with me, of course I'll return the favor to him too.
Yeah, so they can pay you in a different way than money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about the latest thing that just popped up, the test drive a smile.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that thing was like, bam.
Part of what I do that makes me different is when patients come in for a consult, instead of doing like a wax up, or instead of sending off to lab and then putting it back and letting him see what it looks like I freehand it all. So I use Flowable and I just design it by hand in about 30 minutes. And I go tooth by tooth and then I polish it all down and let him see what it looks like. And so I've always called it a mock-up. The problem is for me, it makes a lot of sense because I'm mocking something up what I'm going to do, but patients never fully understood that. And so the idea there was getting real clear on my branding as far as like, there's the test drive, the design, and then the delivery. It's like the three key points on assuring a success in smile design. Just more from a marketing standpoint for patients to understand like, hey, this is the process. These are the steps. I mean, all dentists know what it is, but it's more for patients.
What do you charge for that? Or do you charge for that? Or am I allowed to ask that?
I do both. Sometimes I charge for it. Most of the time, I don't. Most of the time, I'll offer the free mock-up because my conversion rate on that is
test drive, Ryan. Free test drive. You got to start using your branding, bro. Come on now.
What I said is most of the time I would have offered the mock-up, but now that I do the test drive,
there you go.
So, but yes, I do it. My theory is, and I've heard the question of, well, yeah, but all that Flowable composite, that stuff's expensive.
Oh gosh.
it may be like $30 in Flowable composite, but the closure rate's like 70%.
Yeah, let's be real here. That's what I've done. I've gone on sleep apnea. I said screw it. You take the sleep test home for free, and if it comes back that it's bad, we need to send it off. You can pay for it, but I'm not going to charge you a dime I have two now, and they're both booked out for the next 2 weeks because it's kind of like you said, breaking down barriers for people. Don't give people excuses for not doing doing stuff.
I mean, so and ultimately the patient always wins. I mean, even if they come in and see me and I tell them, and I truly believe this, if they come see me and they decide not to move forward, like that's great. And I tell them, I say, cause it still gives me content that I can use to educate other patients, use for social media. But also, like, if at the very least, like, now you know and you have better direction of, okay, maybe this isn't something I want to do, then great. At least you found out now before you committed to anything and went through with it. So patients, I think anytime we break down barriers, they're the ones that win because they just get better access to us.
Talk to me about the, you know, what would be your advice now to new graduates as they kind of try to figure out what they're going to do? And do you talk to a lot of new graduates and that sort of thing as far as how do you, the landscape is so interesting right now with corporate, obviously, and then with so many dentists working longer than the loan thing. And then we have all this technology that's getting more and more expensive or less expensive in some ways, but
yeah, no. So I spent a full day in Chicago on Friday, with one of the biggest dental companies in the whole meeting. It was a focus group specifically on this of, you know, how dentistry is shifting and changing and what they could do and what we could do to kind of keep up with it. So what's interesting is, you know, I don't think of corporate as being good or bad. It's just, it is what it is. You know, it's how dentistry is being done nowadays. And for young grads coming out of school, there should be nothing taboo or nothing, you know, shameful of going and working for a corporate group. I mean, I've got some of my greatest buddies work for corporate groups and, you know, are fantastic dentists. And the what you lose out on a little bit, you know, even though like groups like PDS and Heartland will still have some pretty awesome built-in CE, you miss out on really having just a good mentor. And so my recommendation is it doesn't matter who you go work for, but look for guys that you want to align yourselves with that can help coach you. And, you know, I think that's why I think what you guys are doing is so phenomenal because it allows guys to come in and, you know, hear it from guys that are a few years ahead of them that are doing it and give them advice. And that's ultimately why I started the Dentist Life stuff, which is basically my mentorship program is, you know, just to help be able to have bring guys in and walk them through not just how to do virtual cons, but how to talk about dentistry in a way that patients will accept your treatment plans.
No, you know, something we're not taught at all in dental school. No,
you know, and most often we walk in, you know, we just do the dental talk. We give them a list and then we walk out and we're like, dude, they better freaking close that case. Cause I just closed it. You know, if they don't schedule, then, you know, they're not a great treatment coordinator. And we don't realize like, we're not talking to the patient and asking them what it is that they want. You know, we're telling them what they need.
And that's hard. And even I think today, may not have it as much.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard.
As cause you know, I guess some of your treatment plans get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But I've noticed it a lot when like today we had a new patient and a new patient came in and like he had a lot of work and I was tied up and dad went and checked them, whatever. So I was asking the hygienist, I was like, how was he, whatever. And he was like, yeah, he had a lot of stuff. He had almost like, you know, he had like 20 teeth with decay on them. And I was like, man, God, dad got that guy. Cause I was like, cause sometimes I dropped the ball. Well, yeah. Cause usually you walk in and you're like, okay, I've never met this person, 28. I'm growing my hair out and I don't know why. And now I got to go tell this guy that he's $10,000 for the dentistry. And oh crap, you know. And it's some days you probably don't have it now because you're probably killing it. But you know, some days I walk in there and I walk out and I'm like, oh yeah, they're signing up. And the other days I'm like, well, shit, that didn't work. You know,
the one pivotal point in my career where like things really started to take off, and I've refined it over the years, but it's something very simple and it's very easy. It's going to sound so stupid when I tell you, but I sit down. Just like I'm sitting right now, you can't see, but I've got one leg crossed. I sit down with one leg crossed over the other and like in a comfortable spot, you know, and that's what I say, hey, Sully, listen, like you took 2 hours out of your day to come all the way down here and see me. You know, you're here for a reason because you want to get help on fixing your teeth. And so if you walk out of here today and do nothing, then we both lose, you know, and so the only way this works is I'll be really clear with you of what I think you need. But then you have to be really clear with me of what you want to do. Because at some point, we're going to start talking about money. And if we get to the point where we get a little bit outside your comfort range, the best thing to do is be like, well, Brian, listen, I'd rather just get one crown done. I know I still need to do the other 19, but tell me that now. Yeah. Then we can start helping you out. Because and it'll resonate with them because they've been through it. It's not like most of the time, they haven't just not gone to the dentist for 30 years and now they know the stuff. They go, but they don't do it because they're just told they need to do something instead of being asked like what they want to do. So it's very simple. If you break down all those barriers at the beginning of like, hey, I'm here to help tell you what you need. But in the end, let's open it up. Just be really real with me of what you want to do. The key is then you have to accept that. Like if they all want to do is two buildups, awesome. And you do the buildups. Why? Because you'll gain trust with that patient so fast. And then, you know, then they'll be a lifer. So
that's a good point.
Breakdown. I mean, my whole thing is breaking down barriers. The sooner you can get them down, the faster you'll get kids accepted.
That's really why I started a podcast, so I can get free CE like that. That's good though. I like that.
Yeah, do we get a CE hour for this?
I know we should. Payman's better about that. He'll be like super. He's like super frank with people. He'll be like, "How much money you got? I mean, I need to know. You got 10 grand? You got 30 grand? You want it all on four, or you want like a denture?" Like he cracks me up. I'm like, if it works for him, I'm like, I can't just do that. But I like that.
No, and everybody's got it. Yeah, everybody's got to find their own little way, but you'll find it. And it's crazy because once you find it, it clicks and you're like, oh, wow, like this is actually working because it works for you.
Well, and that's an area that I think more people should get more training and education, because a lot of people, I mean, you clearly just, you're gifted, right, to a degree. I mean, there's some part of this is just you would have gotten that no matter what. But some people, they're going to struggle with the ability to like sell cases or, you know, communicate with patients really well. And so I think that that's a very undervalued area where, like, you know, getting training or working with people or trying to get better at that is really important.
Mm-hmm. Man, mine's just blown right now. I mean, this is...
This pedo guy over here is like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest case is probably $2,000. So, yeah.
That's a lot of stainless steel crowns.
Hey, but you know what? No, I got nothing.
Well, they do the anterior ones where they cut out the stainless steel and put the composite in. Those probably get more expensive.
Little resin windows, no. Yeah.
Resin windows.
No. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a story. This is my contribution to pedo. Pedo is interesting for me because when you're in the more cosmetic or elective, it's like sometimes I get into that zone of like embarrassingly where I'm like, okay, is it going to be okay? Like, can I just let it go for another 2 years until – you know, until it falls out, or is this patient going to really be in pain? But it was all cool until my daughter needed to get two crowns. And a pedodontist here, good buddy of mine, called. He's like, Brian, he's like, dude, we got to do stainless steel crowns. And like, my heart just sunk because I'm like, dude, that's my daughter. Like, it was right. It was on B and hold on, I got to count through. B and I. So it was on B and I. I'm like, it was embarrassing for me as a dentist because and parents go through the same thing of like, dude, I don't want to have stainless steel crowns there. So I told him, I said, I don't care what it takes, like figure something else out. So he charged me more and gave me those PFM looking, you know, it's a stainless steel, but it's got the white porcelain on the outside.
Yeah, pre-prepared stainless steel crowns. Yeah.
And so, but I think that gets undervalued a lot. And I think that's something in your world that, and I don't know where you practice, but parents nowadays, they are willing to pay more for their kids to get stuff done and to not be embarrassed because that's the world we live in. And so you can almost have your own little cosmetic stainless steel porcelain crown practice. I'm serious.
They make full zirconia crowns now for kids that are preformed and they work pretty well. And
so all of a sudden you start getting in the, you know, you start being the guy doing that.
He's He's doing virtual consults with 8-year-olds now.
No, 4-year-olds.
4-year-olds. Yeah.
Dude, you go to 3 days a week and just do zirconia crowns on kids.
That's fantastic. Only OR cases. Hey, are you going to Dent Supply Serena World?
You know what? I wasn't only because I'm speaking in New York that Friday, but I was just in.
Dude, come on, make it out there.
I know. I think I'm gonna go because I was just in that meeting. I was talking to a couple guys, and I realized I need to be there. I'm a CEREC trainer, but like that's my family. A lot of those guys out there, and it was just something that I'm like, oh, I'm speaking that day, so I'm not going to. But what I'll probably do is go. Probably go out the couple days before and then fly into New York and speak and then maybe even fly back and finish out on Saturday.
Yeah. It's kind of like on the way home. It's going to be fun. I'm so pumped. That was one of the, we went to Orlando last year, Cereal World, and it was like
a
game changer to me. Yeah, it was awesome. It's changing the landscape of dental meetings, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah. They've always thrown amazing meetings.
All right, man. I don't want to keep you any longer. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
Come to Nashville.
Come to Nashville. Visit us. You do courses here?
You know what? I need you. A good buddy. I'm in a mastermind group with Dennis Wells, who's there. I don't know if you guys know Dennis.
Yeah, he's on the road.
1 mile from me.
Yeah. There's 8 of us in this kind of tight-knit group. And we conference call every month, and then we meet in person for 4 days twice a year. And so I will get out there because I'll come out and visit him, and I'll come hang out with you guys for sure. I mean, my whole thing is like, I just want to do the things I love doing, and I want to hang out with people that you know, inspire me to want to have more fun and do better.
Like you said, you kind of get to the point where it's like money's cool and all, but this is a lot more fun when you're doing kind of, you're having fun going to work. It doesn't feel like work, you know, and when you're hanging out and what we've realized is the more we associate with people like yourself, the better our dentistry is getting and the more fun we're having. So it's really been a cool little journey.
Well, then let me close with this then, that online, that dental CE company that I started, you know, I look back and I took out a loan for $50,000. Like, I went all in. I built the website, and it was a real busy time for me because I had two young kids at home still. And I look back on it, and I never made anything from that site. But what excites me about what you guys are doing is what it did is it put me in the exact same spot where you guys are now, and that is where I really started rubbing shoulders with some of my greatest mentors in just being out and getting that excitement for dentistry. Like, it just opened up so many doors, and I can, as I look back and see how the path has gone, like, it all started there. And so I would say to you guys and to anybody else listening, you know, find ways to love what you do, and don't think that it has to be a home run first go round. Like be creative, try different things out, and then just keep trying, and you'll look back and see that it's created some pretty cool stuff. So
I love it.
That's good advice.
Before you go too, for people who want to get in touch with you or check out your course or what you're doing and that sort of stuff, how can they do that?
Easiest way is just through drbrianharris.com.
Okay.
So it's just www.drbrianharris.com, and it has links there to some of the stuff that I do, and then they can just reach out to me directly, and I can chat with them from there.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much. Work harder, not smarter, everybody.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brian, have a good night, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.